Hi, my name is Sheila Singh, and I will be guiding you through a shamatha meditation practice today, which is a type of mindfulness meditation practice. You may also see shamatha described as calm abidance or concentration meditation. It is a great tool to have in your meditation practice at home because it can allow you to feel a lot more stable, focused, and at ease in yourself and in your experience. The essence of the practice is to just offer single-pointed attention to your breathing. And the breath is your anchor and your center for the duration of the practice. So essentially, we begin to really follow the breath without controlling it or changing it, manipulating it. And just following inhale and exhale, and the moment we notice that we've been drawn away or the mind has taken us somewhere else, some other time, some thought or emotion or physical sensation, in the moment of seeing that you have drifted away from the breath, we just take that opportunity to gently redirect our attention back to the breathing. And that movement back towards your breath is done with the utmost of kindness, care, a really non-reactive, non-aggressive attitude in your practice. And you basically repeat and recycle that method over and over again. And in that way, you really build a kind of a pool of patience and kindness in your practice. Shamatha meditation is not so much a practice of perfecting your ability to be focused or concentrated or perfecting the state of mind or allowing the mind to be free of any thoughts. It is essentially a practice of offering deep, kind presence to your breath and then to anything that arises that takes you away from the breath, and in that moment, just returning over and over again as kindly as you can. So the posture that you can take in this meditation can be a seated posture, cross-legged, or hero's pose. You can definitely pad your hips. Take time to pad your hips so that the hips are a little higher than the knees, and you can really sit nice and tall. If you do need some support, I recommend sitting against the wall, maybe with a little block at the base of your spine between you and the wall, so that you're not leaning into the wall, but you still have the support of it at the base of your spine, and you can lift up tall through the crown. This can also be done sitting on a chair with the legs uncrossed. It can also be done lying down. The discipline of the practice or the challenge of it in lying down will be just remaining alert. So I'll begin to guide you through your meditation now. So take some time to find the seat that's going to be most suitable for you. Again, sitting on the floor with the hips elevated, or using a chair, or lying on your back if that's preferred. And as you begin to make some final adjustments to your posture so that you can be at ease here, you begin to find a sense of stillness, a quality of stillness in the pose, in the seat, lying down or seated upright. And we can set a gentle intention for our practice just to explore shamatha as a way to explore our capacity for remaining alert and at ease and grounded in ourselves and our experience. And exploring the benefit of this, not only to ourselves, but to those around us, right? Without condition, without needing any special circumstance. If you are seated upright, you can take time just to gently refine your seat. You can feel the hips grounding and rooting. And at the same time, you can feel the lift and the rise up through the spine, the torso, right through the crown. You may keep your eyes open, possibly with the gaze low, or you can close your eyes and relax the sides of the face into the jaw. And with the sternum, the center of the chest is gently lifting. You can feel your shoulders just relax down the spine. And the legs are as they are, crossed or heroes, or maybe you're sitting in a chair. And your palms, perhaps just gently face down, kind of midway between the thigh, with the fingertips soft. And you can take any gesture in your palms if there's something that is more preferred. And now just begin to come into your breath. Begin to become more attentive to your breath. Exactly as it is. So not changing how your breath is, just beginning to become present to it. So feel your breath in and out. And you may place your attention perhaps at the tip of the nose, the center of the chest, or the low belly. And you can feel the breath at that one point for the duration of your practice. So just choosing tip of nose, center of the chest, or your low belly as a place to attend to your breathing as it is. And as you begin to follow the breath in and out, really feeling it, experiencing it fully, and staying here with the breath. And the moment you might notice that I've no longer been with the breath, no matter for how long you may have been away from the breath, at that moment of knowing that you are no longer attending to the breath, you just gently, with a lot of kindness, patience, without any judgment or aggression, we just take our attention back to the breath at that same point, belly, chest, or tip of nose. And we will recycle and repeat this method over and over again, as often as needed, with as much kindness and care as we can find. We can continue with this method, and we'll just pop in about midway through to offer some support. So remaining exactly as you are, still committed to your meditation of shamatha. Just a little more than halfway, more to go, and just continuing to just attend to your breathing at that one location. Anytime you're drawn away, kind of allow what's come up, but you're choosing to return your attention back to your breathing at that one chosen location over and over again. So we're not resisting or denying anything that arises, but we are choosing to focus our attention on our breathing. I'll take you out with three rings of the bell when we're done. And take some time to just bring your hands to your heart. And if you'd like, just gently bowing a clear mind to an open heart, a grounded being. Thank you so much for meditating with me today. If you'd like to know more about what I'm offering around town and at Castle Hill, you can just look me up on my website. It's www.sheilasingh.com. Have a great day.